Live to Cleveland now. After a wild night last night at the convention, let's check in with WBEN's Tim Wenger on this one. Boy, everybody's talking about Ted Cruz and even Mike Pence, his speech last night, Tim.
Yeah, I think Media Row is going to be buzzing for sure all day long. And, you know, when you think about it, after what I saw yesterday and what I've seen with the Trump campaign, who else, what other candidate would have invited these guys to come speak? You know, Marco Rubio up on the board and then, you know, Ted Cruz right there live and in person. When you really aren't quite sure what he's going to say, only Donald Trump would do that. He took that risk. And I don't know. I think it makes Ted Cruz look bad. I think it makes Ted Cruz look like a poor loser. I'm not so sure that it would have any lasting effect negatively on the Trump campaign.
You know, what's interesting, Tim, is what we're learning this morning, that Donald Trump, at the last minute, got a look at the Ted Cruz speech and let him go with it anyway.
That really is his M.O. You know, he, you know, just lets people say what they want to say, just the way he says what he wants to say when he wants to say it. And I think that is part of what may drive politicos nuts. The wonky political types that are used to how people have always historically run for president of the United States. Donald Trump doesn't do that. He's not historical. He's not normal. He does it his way. And I think at least his supporters, they like it that way.
And it sounded last night like it was members of the New York state delegation, including our guys from Buffalo, who began getting under Ted Cruz's skin right off the bat.
Well, that would make a lot of sense because I've been in the New York delegation zone right on the floor, and it is immediately, and I mean immediately, right at the base of that podium. I mean, you cannot miss the New York delegation. It's right there, front and center, so that would make an awful lot of sense.
All right, tonight it's the big Trump speech, the highly anticipated acceptance speech for the nomination. You were at his arrival yesterday. I mean, it sounded like he was a rock star coming into Cleveland.
Yeah, again, I'll go back to the fact that Donald Trump does it his way. He does it like no one else. It was like a rock star arrival. Brian Mazurowski, myself, were among the hundreds of reporters that were on the scene. We really didn't know what to expect. We were simply told this was the quote-unquote formal welcoming for Donald Trump in Cleveland. He'd already been there. We knew that. This was the formal welcome. Well, formal it was. Some of the family members had arrived beforehand via a motorcade on this beautiful grassy grounds that is the Great Lakes Science Center, right adjacent to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the waterfront of Cleveland, very reminiscent of the Buffalo waterfront. And immediately upon our arrival, the Trump jet then flies down and lands at Lakefront Airport. So you think Donald Trump is there, but that's not enough. Donald Trump then boards the Trump helicopter. The helicopter doesn't just come and make the short hop over. It circles downtown Cleveland. It's going by the tall buildings that make up the downtown skyline, going in circles as the media watches, as delegates and supporters watch, before landing on the grounds, and then his dramatic exit, and then some brief remarks by both him and Mike Pence. It was a rock star arrival for sure.
Yeah, we watched with eagerness the video that you took of that arrival. It was really something. We have it posted on WBEN.com. Also, seeing the Cleveland skyline in your video, Tim, there's a lot of similarities between Cleveland and Buffalo. It looks like they're maybe a bit ahead of Buffalo right now. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. As I travel around, you know, mostly the downtown section of Cleveland, I can tell you I feel like I'm at my big brother's house. They've got it going on here, I'm telling you. It is really amazing. I see an incredible amount of similarities. I think Buffalo's a little bit further behind. Buffalo's a little bit smaller. We need to remember that. Their restaurant district, their hotel areas, all just seem a little bit more mature, a little bit more developed. But I see Buffalo really following Cleveland's footprint. I don't know if Buffalo could host an event like this quite yet. I think there would be some glitches along the way, my opinion. But I can tell you, I think we're headed in the right direction. And I think Cleveland definitely has done an incredible job of hosting this event. And as I said earlier in the week, think of the spotlight that they've been on, you know, with the Cavaliers and now this major event happening here.
All right. Thanks for that, Tim. And I know tonight everybody waiting for the big Trump speech at the RNC. And by the way, you can see video that Tim was talking about from Trump's arrival yesterday on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WBEN930.